Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome to another Rough Riders Radio episode. I'm your host, the Rough Rider himself. Tonight's topic, gone. Let's get right to it, shall we? It's now patently obvious that the Trump machine is headed for the scrap heap. Michael Flynn is next up on the indictment list, along with his son. He's facing a very long prison sentence, so chances are he'll be singing to the special prosecutor, Bob Mueller. Flynn's transgressions? Accepting money from the Turkish president while simultaneously working on the 2016 Trump campaign. A glaring conflict of interest. Flynn was also paid well over $35,000 by Russian interests in 2015-2016 for his attendance, various functions in that country, including a well-documented December 2015 attendance at an RT, Russia Today TV gala for Russian President Vladimir Putin. He is actually seen on video sitting at the head table right next to Vladimir Putin and is also seen being the first to stand up out of his seat applauding after a brief address by the Russian president himself. George Papadopoulos, an alleged lower-ranking Trump campaign aide in 2016 with national security expertise, supposedly, was arrested in August of 2017 for lying to the FBI and is ostensibly culpable for his role in the 2016 Trump campaign as a result of his efforts on at least six occasions to inform top Trump campaign operatives that he, George Papadopoulos, had the necessary Russian contacts that could pave the way. Now get ready for this. Are you ready? That could pave the way for a Trump-Putin meeting. Right. If that's not collusion, I don't know what is. Moving right along, Howard Dean is confident that Jared Kushner will be indicted for money laundering. God knows, Jared Kushner has been trotting all around the globe over the last year or two in a desperate search for funding for his failing 42-story office complex on 666 Fifth Avenue, New York, that is seriously underwater. Well, 666, the mark of the devil. That's not a good sign. Hence, Kushner's numerous meetings with Russian officials all of last year. He's coming up short, however, as there's been no takers thus far, not even the Chinese. Carter Page has openly admitted on CNN, and who is Carter Page? He's also another Trump aide last year, supposedly a national affairs, national security expert. He also admitted on CNN this week that he was copied on George Papadopoulos' emails regarding George's attempts during the 2016 Trump campaign to bring Trump together with Putin. So you got two guys who are aware of attempts at collusion or on the part of the Trump campaign in 2016, at minimum of two. There's going to be more and more as the evidence comes out. Carter Page had been by far the most chatty of former Trump campaign operatives in a little while without having any legal representation. That's right, he has no lawyer with him. He actually spoke in front on Thursday for 7 hours in front of the Senate Intelligence Committee without a lawyer. That is never, that's rarely if ever done. That's not a highly recommended. Keep digging that hole deeper, Carter. Roger Stone, another Stone associate that goes back 30 or 40 years, was admittedly in direct contact with Julian Assange, you know, the guy for WikiLeaks founder, back in the summer of 2016 for the express purpose of persuading Assange to cooperate with the Trump campaign in releasing any and all of Hillary Clinton's personal email from her email server. Assange ultimately turned Stone down, but Stone's criminal intent, the fact that he was persuading and ready and willing and able to allow Assange and actually encouraging him to release emails that are hacked, which is a crime to hack emails, that establishes criminal intent all beyond all shadow of a doubt. Let's not overlook Ivanka Trump, Jared Kushner's wife. Like Jared, she is now alleged to have been engaged in money laundering of her own. Donald Trump Jr., moving right along, is at the center of the June 2016 meeting with Russians at Trump Tower, also attended by Paul Manafort and Jared Kushner. He was ready, willing, and able to do business with the Russian lady lawyer who attended, along with the Russian gentleman Kremlin intelligence officer, and accept or receive any illicitly derived information that they had actually promised at that meeting, they had the dirt they had on Hillary Clinton. Under the Logan Act, it is a crime for any American political operative to accept anything of value from a foreign operative during a political campaign here in the U.S. for value. And value under these circumstances means more than just money or cash. It also covers any information that has a political value or utility, like dirt on your opponent. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that there does, in fact, appear to be a discernible pattern here. Trump campaign operatives doing business with foreign interests, mainly Russian, while simultaneously being a part of an active, ongoing presidential campaign, the 2016 Trump campaign. Like Hansel and Gretel, these Trump bozos have left a trail of numerous breadcrumbs that all lead back to the House of Trump. These were Trump's senior campaign folks who were close to Trump on a day-to-day basis. And for a guy like Trump, who makes it his business to know everything that goes on around him, it is too much of a fantasy to suggest that Trump was clueless to the goings-on of these characters all the while during the 2016 campaign. Paul Manafort, his campaign manager for the better part of 5 months last year, was the first major Trump campaign official to be indicted by Mueller. And he will have to make up his mind rather quickly whether or not to cooperate with Special Prosecutor Bob Mueller, or instead face a 15 to 20 year prison sentence. I'm betting on that Mueller is cooperating. George Papadopoulos, the young aide, national security, national affairs expert last year, who was arrested back in August of this year, 2017, has no doubt been cooperating with Mueller's team since then and has surely given Mueller some invaluable information and insights into the operations of the 2016 Trump campaign. He's also facing a long prison sentence. And I think as a young 30-year-old, I have no doubt that he has seriously already made up the decision to cooperate, which he has. The others will no doubt soon grasp the gravity of their situation and the enormity of the legal challenges they face. It stands to reason that, like Manafort, they are looking for at long stints of prison time unless they decide to cooperate with the special counsel. It doesn't appear reasonable to think they will not take the easier way out and fully cooperate with Mueller's team. Pardon any or all of these folks, but the problem with that is that the special prosecutor, Bob Mueller, has already met with the New York State Attorney General, Eric Schneiderman, and no doubt has arranged for a possible transfer or lateral of all investigative materials collected thus far by Mueller's team to be handed off, when necessary, to the office of the New York State Attorney General should something unfortunately happen, to Bob Mueller. A Trump pardon would not have any jurisdiction on the state level. And so New York State Attorney General Schneiderman would be entirely free to continue on with Mueller's efforts with impunity with regards to any would-be Trump pardons. So it's game, set, match to Mr. Mueller. Thank you very much for listening to our 268th Rough Riders Radio podcast. This is the old Rough Rider himself. We're rounding third, and yes, we are headed for home. I think we're going to score. And as always, stay well, keep it lit, and remember, we ride, we never glide, we're never snide. We may be a little bit like a hang glide, but we all know in the end, you all decide.